cold and flu season is here. At Orchard Nutrition Center, we understand every mom wants the best for her children. That's why our wellness department is stocked with trusted supplements to support your kids' health all year long. Build a strong foundation with multivitamin chewables and gummies, perfect for everyday wellness and immune support, and omega-3 gummies that boost brain development and keep their immune system resilient. Natural support to help them stay strong through every season. Because at Orchard Nutrition Center, we believe healthy kids make happy homes.
Celebrate Thanksgiving at Black Bear Diner. Skip the hassle and let us cook for you. Enjoy home-style turkey, slow-roasted prime rib, and smoked ham with all the trimmings. Join us Thanksgiving Day for dine-in, carry-out, or delivery. Make your holidays special at Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
Hey neighbors, have you ever wondered where you can find a store that truly feels like home? Well, look no further. Grange Co-op has been community-focused since 1934, and guess what? We're not just a store, we're owned by customers just like you. Yep, that's right, it's all about community here. So why choose Grange Co-op? When you shop with us, you're not just supporting a store, you're supporting a community. Grange Co-op has what you need for your home, garden, pets, and farm. Grange Co-op, where the values of yesterday meet the needs of today.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
We are today. But it's very fine in the sense that they're now subject to the rules of civil procedure, the rules of criminal procedure, the rules of evidence. They're subject to all the procedural things they have to do, and I'm fine with that. I'm totally fine with watching those wheels grind against Brennan, Comey, and Bolton into little chunks of whatever, and I don't even care if they spend time in prison. I just want some accountability. Now, prison may be the only way to hold them accountable. But certainly, it would end their careers to be found guilty on any of these charges. Well, just kind of like clockwork, by the end of the day, by the end of the week, subpoenas were flying out faster than air traffic controllers who aren't getting paid could keep up with, because we learned of two more major grand jury investigations taking place in other jurisdictions, but also related to bringing the bad actors within the Department of Justice over the past entire 10 years, bringing them to justice. But I'm going to explain something first. I wasn't speculating, and it wasn't any sort of insider knowledge. But it was based on some other factors. My idea that maybe some of these were coming. Pattern recognition related to information that was already in the public domain. A recognition, as a lawyer myself, that the wheels of justice do turn slowly when they are properly applied by truly diligent law enforcement officials and prosecutors. And then third, and probably most importantly, is I have a presumption, an honest presumption, that the director of the FBI, Kash Patel, and the Attorney General, Pam Bondi, have been operating in good faith, and they actually deserve a few more months of grace in getting their arms around what are truly very highly complex and pressured jobs that they hold. You also want to take consideration another factor. If you're going to go after some of these people who are powerful, who are interconnected inside the Beltway, interconnected into the swamp with Lord knows what kind of connections they have, with operatives even still within the FBI and the Department of Justice, or for that matter within the CIA itself, or all the other intel agencies, or for that matter even foreign intel agencies. I can just speak from personal experience that once you've operated inside that system, I have, and I don't say this to brag, but my so-called Rolodex, which is actually just my iPhone now, the contacts are amazing. The intertwining of just being Undersecretary of Homeland Security with all the intel agencies, the Pentagon, the White House, all of the satellite agencies and departments around the White House. Even some 20 years later, those connections are still there. You still know those people. Occasionally, I still communicate with them. And I recognize that if you're in that position, as Pam Bondi and Kash Patel are, that you too know that the intertwining of relationships that develop, whether you spend 1 year or, like I did, almost 6 years, or like Brennan and Comey and the others have, their entire freaking lifetimes, that intertwining is very, very substantial. It's a tightly woven piece of cloth. And so if you're going to go after, if you're going to pull on that little string that's loose somewhere on the shirt or on the suit jacket, you know it's going to start unraveling like crazy. So you've got to be very, very careful that whatever you present to a grand jury, whatever you decide that you're going to prosecute, that you have the proverbial ducks all in a row. And I know I've been frustrated with Patel and Bondi at multiple points. But it's important to keep in mind that both have repeatedly advised us to be patient and that it was important to do things the right way if we really want to see any of those deep state rats really brought to genuine American justice. And I've always been willing to give them the benefit of the doubt. I've never served on a federal grand jury, never served on a jury at all. Been witnesses in cases. I've been litigant in cases. And I've been in front of federal grand juries before testifying about issues going on about corruption. So I'm, and again, having practiced law for better part of my life, I'm well aware of how plotting the progress of these endeavors can be. Now, Kash Patel, the director of the FBI, has repeatedly told us to be patient in almost all his public statements and in a lot of the interviews that he's conducted since assuming the reins at the FBI. And his record of public service indicates that he is by and large genuinely a straight shooter who is on the right side of history, and I think deserves a presumption of grace absent proof to the contrary. Now, I will just say I'm always open to proof to the contrary, and I'm certainly willing to look at it. I'm not searching it out. I'm watching for it. Bondi's record, not quite so clear. But President Trump has surrounded her with deputies like Jeanine Pirro, Ed Martin, Todd Blanche. Their very own records are really strong in that regard. So while we've got movement here, I caution you that the movement's exciting. The movement indicates that progress is being made. Let the wheels grind. Speaking with Michael Brown, text line open 33103. Keyword Michael. Michael, follow me on X at Michael Brown USA. Be right back.
Hey, I'm Mike Slater. My dad passed away at the age of 63. It's out of nowhere. Had a stroke. Super hard, obviously, for the whole family, but my dad had life insurance. This is why I have life insurance for my family, for my wife and four kids. And the best place to get life insurance is ethos.com, because you can do it in 10 minutes. And there's no medical exam and no blood test, just a few health questions. Get life insurance in 10 minutes so your family is protected. Ethos, E-T-H-O-S, ethos.com/Mike.
JTV, Jewelry Television. With 80,000 jewelry looks, we're kind of a big deal. Even bigger with new lines of designer handbags, fragrances, and more. And biggest of all, because you could win a 7-night stay in Bali, spending money and thousands worth of JTV jewelry, making you kind of a big deal. Enter by December 7th at jtv.com/sweepstakes. No purchase necessary. Then watch JTV on TV or shop jtv.com for big holiday deals.
Welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Appreciate you tuning in. It'd be great if you would subscribe to the podcast. On your podcast app, search for The Situation with Michael Brown. The Situation with Michael Brown. Once you find that, hit that subscribe button. Please leave a 5-star review. You know, we were making a changeover for the local program here in Denver, we were looking at our podcast stats, and they were really good, and we've got some good reviews, and I appreciate you doing that. So help us add to that, because that helps the distribution of the podcast to even more people, so that even more Yahoos can listen to this Yahoo. So go in there and subscribe and leave a 5-star review. In what I would describe as a real bombshell, Brett Baer over at Fox News broke the report during his evening program that the federal grand jury that was working in the Southern District of Florida is not just going after John Brennan, but appears to be conducting the widely rumored grand conspiracy investigation that's looking into the origins of the 2016 Crossfire Hurricane conspiracy. Now, remember, that particular investigation, Crossfire Hurricane, served as the beginning for the long-running effort inside the Department of Justice and the CIA to do one simple, but I believe very treasonous activity, and that was to take down a sitting president.
Tonight, just in the past few minutes, Fox News Digital is now reporting a federal grand jury has subpoenaed former CIA Director John Brennan, former FBI officials Peter Strzok and Lisa Page, as well as others. It is part of the Justice Department's investigation into the origins of the Trump-Russia probe. Sources say the trio were served with federal subpoenas today. Law enforcement sources also say up to 30 subpoenas will be issued in the coming days related to this investigation. We'll follow that. Tonight, two New Jersey teenagers are facing charges.
Up to 30. That's a lot. Now, Fox later quoted sources who claim that the grand jury will be issuing subpoenas to those 30 individuals in the coming days. I don't know what all it means, but I want to give you a little compare and contrast for a moment. When I say that I want these wheels to grind steadily, but not too rapidly, do you remember the guy, I forget, in fact, I think he worked for the Department of Justice, that was charged with assaulting, I think, an ICE officer, or maybe it was a DC cop. I don't remember, doesn't matter, it was just a law enforcement individual. Because he threw a Subway sandwich at them? Do you remember that? At the time that occurred, I thought, okay, now we're overreaching. I don't think you should throw sandwiches at cops. I don't care whether it's a 6-foot or 12-foot Subway. I don't care. You don't throw sandwiches at cops. But I also think that indicting him and trying to charge him with some sort of assault with a deadly weapon or assault with a sub, I don't know. I just think it was improper. And, of course, it was rejected. He was acquitted on the charges. So I just want this team to be cognizant of, you already have a high hurdle, because you're going after people who are very well known in the intel community, who are very well connected. You have a grand jury that's going to want to see the receipts. They're going to want to see the evidence. And I know many people like to use the old trope about, you know, it's really easy to indict a ham sandwich. But it's not so easy to indict somebody for throwing a ham sandwich. Like we've learned with that guy that threw it at a cop. So work your way through these cases methodically and make sure you have the evidence ready to go. Bondi and her team have also convened a grand jury in Virginia. Now, that's investigating ex-FBI Director Christopher Wray, and that's related to allegations of hiding documents, obstruction of justice, and lying to Congress while under oath. That investigation, out of the Western District of Virginia, is ran by a former top Durham investigator. A key document that Wray hid and tried to destroy is the Durham Appendix, the central document in the grand conspiracy case that's underway in Florida. I want you to understand that that bothers me. If the person who is running that investigation is a former top Durham investigator for Durham, and Ray is accused of trying to hide and destroy the Durham appendix, that gives me pause. It's the Hillary plan to tie President Trump to Russian intelligence to try to distract her email scandal to help her in the 2016 election. And then according to two people familiar with that investigation, the Western District of Virginia is leading the inquiry related to the alleged destruction or mishandling of documents connected with the Durham Special Counsel investigation. The investigation is looking at multiple potential subjects from the top leadership of the FBI between 2020 and 2024 at the time that Ray was director. The investigation appears to be intersecting as well with the recent declassification of part of the written report by John Durham, who examined investigators who handled sensitive political investigations around Trump and Clinton in 2016. Now, the people that are reporting this, which you can find over on X, obviously have some excellent contacts inside the Department of Justice and maybe even the FBI, and I hope they are way ahead of public events and all this stuff, and I hope they stay that way for months ahead. And finally, Steve Bannon says that the Department of Justice investigations are not limited to government officials who were part of the election rigging and coup efforts. In fact, he says this.
John Brennan is one of the key figures in what really is a massive and sprawling investigation as envisioned down in South Florida. And the reason it's down there, and that's new, that's we're reporting today that the U.S. Attorney in South Florida is leading this investigation, is because that's where the Mar-a-Lago search was. And so what they're trying to do here is knit together what they see as an ongoing conspiracy to violate Donald Trump's civil rights that began with the Russia investigation and continued on from Obama administration to Biden administration, and then somehow includes the Jack Smith investigations. It's this unified field theory of persecuting Donald Trump. And John Brennan, of course, was a central figure in the preparation of that 2017 assessment into Russian election interference. And of course, the FBI's Crossfire Hurricane investigation figured into that. How this all shakes out, Katie, is anyone's guess, because you know, we've not seen any evidence connecting any of these things, let alone any wrongdoing. And in point of fact, as you well know, John Durham, the special counsel appointed in the Trump administration, looked exhaustively, particularly at the Russian interference assessment and at the FBI's Crossfire Hurricane investigation, and found no criminal wrongdoing by John Brennan or any other major figure. But here the Justice Department is trying to take another crack at this, as we know.
I think.
And what do they have to say in regards to that? Well, hang tight. You'll hear it on the other side. I'll be right back.
Keep it right here. You've got The Weekend with Michael Brown. Official message from Medicare.
Couple more minutes and we'll start this month's book club.
You know, I usually love a plot twist, but this year I'm comparing my options during Medicare open enrollment.
You can't assume your current health or drug plan is the best one for you.
And you got to make sure your drugs are covered. That's important.
So is saving money.
Review all your options at Medicare.gov. Open enrollment ends December 7th. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
As President Trump cuts the markets free from Washington red tape and job-killing regulations, the stage is set for life-changing stock market gains across defense, healthcare, energy, manufacturing, and more. Yet most Americans are at risk of missing out on the biggest fortunes this transformation could create. To change that, a new financial intelligence initiative, Money and Power, has been launched. The full details are revealed in an exclusive interview now available at insider2025.com. paid for by Paradigm Press.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. Have you been affected by some of the recent changes in business ownership here in Shasta and Tehama counties? These changes follow a national trend where national companies buy up locally owned small family companies and change the culture and staff and pricing of their product. That has occurred here in the North State also. Three locally owned propane companies have been purchased by large national companies. If you're like me and you prefer to deal with locally owned companies, you may be interested to know Shasta Gas Propane, which has been around for 28 years, now has the third generation working in the company. For locally owned, family operated service and care, give us a call at 530-365-3793. Thank you.
This is Colonel Danny Gillum, the host of Frontlines of Freedom, the nation's largest military news and talk radio show. We address the most pressing issues facing the security of our nation, our armed forces, our veterans, and their families. Please join us every Saturday morning from 6 to 8 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio show.
You remember when quality mattered more and people advertised low prices? When craftsmanship wasn't just a buzzword, but a way of life. At Cascade Curations, they never forgot. Their hand-selected collections honor that American tradition and the quality you grew up with. Quality clothing and low prices, just like they used to make them. Come see their showroom of men's and women's clothing across from Jack's Grill on California Street. And as always, they have free parking for their customers. Go by and see for yourself. Cascade Curations.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risks to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
If you're tired of artificial intelligence and dishonest news, tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday at 8 a.m.
Join Nick Gardner and Doug Janke, two hosts who were educated at School of Hard Knocks. Get a layman's view of local government as well as our take on national and world events.
If you're woke, go back to bed. You won't like us.
This show's for educated voters, not for people that voted for Kamala Harris.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest
every other Sunday, 8 a.m. here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and 1468.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Redding Kia is celebrating this season with joy, gratitude, and incredible year-end savings. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we're giving a heartfelt thank you to our veterans and the brave men and women of our military. Since 2006, Redding Kia has been your trusted hometown dealership. During our holiday sales event, take home a brand new 2026 Kia Sportage. There's always a military incentive rebate at Redding Kia. Visit us at 418 East Cypress Avenue or anytime at reddingkia.com.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
And Bannon says that the Department of Justice's investigation is not limited to government officials who were part of that election rigging and coup effort. And we were just walking through the clip in which they were doing the setup. So let's start with that clip. Let it just run through so you can hear what they have to say.
The key figures in what really is a massive and sprawling investigation as envisioned down in South Florida. And the reason it's down there, and that's new, that that's we're reporting today that the U.S. Attorney in South Florida is leading this investigation, is because that's where the Mar-a-Lago search was. And so what they're trying to do here is knit together what they see as an ongoing conspiracy to violate Donald Trump's civil rights that began with the Russia investigation and continued on from Obama administration to Biden administration, and then somehow includes the Jack Smith investigations. It's this unified field theory of persecuting Donald Trump. And John Brennan, of course, was a central figure in the preparation of that 2017 assessment into Russian election interference. And of course, the FBI's Crossfire Hurricane investigation figured into that. How this all shakes out, Katie, is anyone's guess because, you know, we've not seen any evidence connecting any of these things, let alone any wrongdoing. And in point of fact, as you well know, John Durham, the special counsel appointed in the Trump administration, looked exhaustively, particularly at the Russian interference assessment and at the FBI's Crossfire Hurricane investigation, and found no criminal wrongdoing by John Brennan or any other major figure. But here the Justice Department is trying to take another crack at this, as we know.
I think what Ken has just postulated is maybe the most reasonable theory I have heard about how the Justice Department could prosecute this. And what I mean by reasonable is that, by all accounts, John Brennan left government more than 8-9 years ago. Most of the crimes with which one could conceivably think of John Brennan even being remotely charged with would be time barred. The only way that the Department of Justice could potentially get around that is to charge this overarching conspiracy where the last thing done in furtherance of that conspiracy happened in relatively recent memory. Otherwise, if you were to just look at the fact...
Of course, yes, lady, just watch War Room. We explained that 9 months ago. You're just getting MSNBC's audience going to understand. They ain't been paying attention. Better start paying attention. People at MSNBC are going to be indicted. No doubt. Going to be indicted. Part of the conspiracy. But to make sure you put in high relief those that have been running these operations against President Trump and the MAGA movement and the country. And the country. Been at this too powerful for too long. They're about to get their comeuppance. They're going to be hiring attorneys, and they're going to be spending millions of dollars, and all of their life is going to be focused on this, keep themselves out of prison. Bolton's going to prison. Comey's going to prison. Brennan's going to prison. Weissman's going to prison. McCabe's going to prison. I can go down the drum list. I got my cheat sheet. Sorry, guys. Trump came back. You never thought that would happen. You tried everything. Bankrupting. Put him in, you know, all these false charges, all these false felonies, to put him in prison, I don't know, for 300 years. And then finally to try to assassinate him, to attempt to assassinate him. None of it worked.
John Brennan is one of the key. And so,
I'm not a big fan of Steve Bannon. And I don't necessarily believe that they're going to go to prison. But sometimes the comeuppance is not necessarily prison. It may result in a conviction in which a judge and a jury does not impose a sentence. But they will have to do what Trump's done. And that is defend themselves. And again, I'm not asking for just malicious prosecution. I'm not advocating that whatsoever. But I am advocating that if you want to convene a grand jury, because you do believe, and MSNBC is right about one thing, to tie everything together and to avoid the statute of limitations, you have to have one final act that still is not barred by the statute of limitations in order to move the case forward. That's probably fairly easy to find, because everything would have continued up until and perhaps even after the election of Donald Trump a year ago. So Bannon is right that they are certainly going to have to expend money time, resources, the energy, the emotional toll, everything that they did to Trump is now going to happen here. And if it is, if there is a reasonable legal basis for doing so, regardless of, now, I would like to see a result in an indictment, but I'm not out here begging and hoping and praying for jail time. I just want the accountability. And if that means a conviction, and you are, because you're the former director of the CIA, you only get probation. You know what? I'm actually okay with that. I'm sure some of you would disagree, and you want to see hard time. You want them to see, you want to see them, you know, in Rikers Island, although it's not a federal prison. You'd like to see them in Rikers Island. Well, I really don't care if they do or not, because I understand that they're going to go through just crap. And that is, they've got to find the money, the resources, they got to spend the time and the energy defending themselves, just like Donald Trump did. And that sends a signal to everybody else who wants to try to play these kinds of games in D.C. We have, you know, it's kind of interesting because I was just looking at my X account during the break. And somebody accuses me of simply being a tool for the Uniparty. Well, you can accuse me of whatever. I'm accustomed to being accused of a lot of things. Actually, just go bite me. But you know what I am not? I am not a tool for the Uniparty. And I call balls and strikes in this program. I deal in the real world. And this is a great example of that. I believe that if they're going to pursue indictments, there is something there, something. If it causes them to have to defend themselves, I'm all for that. If it results in an indictment and a conviction, I'm all for that. If it results in jail or probation, I don't care. I just want the accountability. Because if, and I'll tell you what, you can throw up against me in just a second. If you are found guilty, you will then have paid the price because you will never work again for all the crimes that you committed, even if you did not serve jail time. The only thing that makes me concerned about all of this, voter reactions. Because go back to the very beginning of the program when we talked about Virginia and New Jersey. If Virginia is more than willing to elect an attorney general who literally in text messages called for the killing of the former speaker of the Virginia House of Delegates, and when tried someone of the other party, of the Republican Party, tried to convince him to back off, shouldn't be saying those things, don't you want to take that back, instead he doubled down. Oh, not only would I kill him, but I think we ought to take two bullets and kill his two children. Only until their children die will they ever suffer any consequences and know what it feels like to be put in this position. That disqualifies him, in my opinion, from any rational person, and of course I use the word rational, from any rational person ever voting for that individual to be the attorney general. Yet they did. Interestingly, and I'll say this one more time, if he had done those things, and then applied for a job in the attorney general's office to be these, you know, like a deputy attorney general or the attorney general for the criminal division, he would have been disqualified. If he'd applied for a job in a prosecutor's office, he should have been disqualified, would have been disqualified. So to tie it back to Brennan, Peter Strzok, Lisa Page, et al., yes, they will pay a price. The question is whether or not they will pay the price. Patience is a virtue, something I'm not very good at. So the subpoenas are breaking out all over. And I'm actually, frankly, in a really sad way, but also glad. I'm looking forward to watching the justice system slowly grind all the remaining lifespans of these deep state creatures into the dustbin of history. I want accountability. And we know beyond any shadow of a doubt that the links of this grand conspiracy chain, I believe, run all the way up to the Oval Office occupied in 2016 by Barack Hussein Obama. What an amazing time to be watching politics and our culture. I'll be right back.
I'm Mike Slater. My dad passed away at the age of 63. It's out of nowhere. Had a stroke. Super hard, obviously, for the whole family, but my dad had life insurance. This is why I have life insurance for my family, for my wife and four kids. And the best place to get life insurance is ethos.com, because you can do it in 10 minutes. And there's no medical exam and no blood test, just a few health questions. Get life insurance in 10 minutes so your family is protected. Ethos, E-T-H-O-S, ethos.com/Mike.
As President Trump cuts the markets free from Washington red tape and job-killing regulations, the stage is set for life-changing stock market gains across defense, healthcare, energy, manufacturing, and more. Yet most Americans are at risk of missing out on the biggest fortunes this transformation could create. To change that, a new financial intelligence initiative, Money and Power, has been launched. The full details are revealed in an exclusive interview now available at insider2025.com. Paid for by Paradigm Press.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Financial Advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Celebrate the holiday season at Redding Garden of Lights, open November 21st through January 4th at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay in Redding, California. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with over 2 million lights, plus holiday-themed music, food and drinks, glowing swings, and more. New for 2025, upgrade your experience with a train ride on the new Turtle Express, adorned with festive lights and wintry displays. Redding Garden of Lights is presented by Dignity Health Mercy Medical Center Redding. Buy tickets online at turtlebay.org.
If you're tired of artificial intelligence and dishonest news, tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday at 8 a.m.
Join Nick Gardner and Doug Janke, two hosts who were educated at School of Hard Knocks. Get a layman's view of local government as well as our take on national and world events.
If you're woke, go back to bed. You won't like us.
This show's for educated voters, not for people that voted for Kamala Harris.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest
every other Sunday, 8 a.m. here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and 1460 AM.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew and this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Don Pepin Garcia Cuban Classic, wrapped in a beautiful Habano Rosado leaf. These cigars are jam-packed with lush, hearty Nicaraguan tobacco, rich, robust, and yet complex and balanced. Notes of cedar, smoked cashews, black pepper, and cocoa. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Hey, welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. I appreciate you tuning in. As I like to remind you every weekend, I appreciate this audience. I appreciate you tuning in. Appreciate you listening on the weekend. And I also appreciate you doing all the things that I ask you to do. Engaging on social media, downloading the podcast, listening to the weekday program, all of that. I sincerely appreciate the effort that you put out. So I try to do the best I can to make it entertaining for you. Now, Sydney Sweeney is back in the news because the news keeps making the news about Sydney Sweeney. It's hilarious. I hadn't thought about her since the whole jeans ad. I didn't cross my mind. The last time I thought about her was I was in a shopping mall in Denver, and I enter by a side door, and I'm walking down a hallway, and I see an American Eagle store, and I see the Sydney Sweeney jeans about, you know, the ad for her jeans, about how she's got really great jeans. And then I noticed the people having their own kids get pictures, and kids were taking selfies and everything in front of it, and I kind of laughed about it and thought, well, there's American culture for you right there. And then Gentlemen's Quarterly, of all people, come around and bring her right back into the news again. Now, GQ, which is the way you really talk about it. If you're cool, you really talk about Gentlemen's Quarterly. That's just GQ. Now, that is ostensibly geared toward gentlemen who look at, oh, I don't know, a Sydney Sweeney, and they read the interviews. You know, I buy Playboy because I read the interviews. I don't look at the pictures. Now, women have always, and I think will continue, to work for GQ, but in the cologne samples. So cheap people like Michael use it for the cologne samples. Okay, I got that. I never thought about that. I guess I never subscribed to GQ, so I never thought about doing that. But Catherine Stoeffel works for GQ, and women have always worked there, probably always will, and that's fine. But I don't think that this reporter, or I would say, let's put it positively, she seems to not understand what gentlemen want and like. Inside American women right now, I think there are two wolves, and Sweeney is one of them, and this reporter is the other. The woke left wants to paint Sweeney, who is a beautiful entrepreneurial actress, that she must be the gateway to white supremacist America. In the interview, Sweeney says that the response to her American Eagle Great Jeans ad was surreal. And I'm sure that for her, it probably was. And I think probably she thinks that it was surreal because the king of culture in America, Donald Trump, commented about it. But that wasn't enough for Catherine Stoeffel, the reporter over at GQ. She wanted a scalp. I'm literally in jeans and a t-shirt like every day of my life, Sweeney said. Well, same here. I am too. Not t-shirt, but just a white, untucked white shirt, button down. Jeans are unconventional, uncontroversial. Jeans are awesome, says the reporter. I like your jeans, Sweeney responds. You look great in your jeans. And it goes, but then it's back and forth, and it's kind of nauseating. And then the reporter says, but I think I know how you're going to answer this, but I'm going to ask anyway. I mean, the president tweeted about the jeans ad. Now, Sweeney's face she's been giggling, but it's beginning to kind of drop. Her animated eyes are going stone cold. The smile beginning to disappear. The laughter has left her eyes. And Sweeney says, yeah, it was surreal. And it would be totally human. I would be thankful that somebody had my back in public, and conveniently, some very powerful people had my back in public. And now the reporter sees the opening. I wondered if you felt that way. Pause. I don't think that. It's not, Sweeney says, it's not like I didn't have that feeling, but I wasn't thinking of it like that, of any of it. I kind of just put my phone away. I was filming every day. I'm filming Euphoria. So I'm working like 16-hour days, and I don't really bring my phone on set. I work, and then I go home, and I go to sleep. So I didn't really see a lot of it. But Stoeffel, the reporter, continues, well, you've made a really good case for keeping your thoughts and your life separate from that work. But the risk is that, you know, there's a chance that somebody will get some idea about what you think about certain issues. In other words, if you don't respond, if you don't say anything, then people are going to impute to you things that you may not be thinking. And so she's trying to get Sweeney to confess that, yeah, I really thought this was all about white supremacy. And it is at that point, if you watch this interview, that you can see in Sweeney's eye that she truly hates the person to whom she's committed an hour of her life for a stupid interview. She says, what, ordering a drone strike in her mind? I'm going to bomb the hell out of you. And Stoffel inserts and says, well, do you worry about that? And Sweeney just says, no. That tells me more about Sidney Sweeney than any Gene ad or anything else. But Stoffel, the reporter, doesn't stop. This is the cabal in action. If you have not watched this interview, I encourage you to go find the Sidney Sweeney Stoffel ad on Stoffel, just like the frozen food stuff, the Stoffel ad, and watch it, because she's really pissed at this point. And Stoffel thinks she's got her gotcha moment. The criticism of the content was that basically in this political climate, like, white people shouldn't joke about genetic superiority. Like, that was kind of the criticism, broadly speaking. And since you were talking about this, I just wanted to give you an opportunity to talk about that, white supremacy, specifically. And Sweeney says, I think that when I have an issue that I want to speak about, people will hear. And that's why I think Sidney Sweeney is what you and I have been begging for from Hollywood stars for decades. Someone who looks good, someone who works hard, shows up on time, stays sober, keeps their opinions basically to themselves, and then makes gobs of money for themselves in the studio by making movies and pretending to be somebody else. Wow. Now, the reporter is a great example of what we're sick of, and that's the dying media class that she represents. So one of them is today's internet main character, and the other will be a main character in most of our media lives for probably the next 20 years. So Sidney Sweeney, I'd just like to welcome you back to the real world. I'd like to welcome you back into the reality of, you don't need to capitulate to them. You don't need to kowtow to them. You can stand on your own two legs and just say, you know what? If there's something I want people to know what I think about something, I'll tell them. And I don't need some little pissant reporter like you asking me about it. So Sidney Sweeney, whom I really had no idea about until the Gene ad, yeah, you're my girl. Go for it, girl. Go for it.
Newsmax, you like Newsmax. I like it, too.
Newsmax has been terrific.
President Trump is right. Millions like you are tuning into Newsmax. You're watching Newsmax on cable. You're going to our streaming channel, Newsmax 2. And you're downloading our free Newsmax app on your smartphones and TVs. Reuters Institute says we're now one of the top news brands in the nation. Every night, watch great shows with Rob Schmidt, Carl Higbee, Rob Finnerty, and more, as they expose the big media lies, the Washington swamp, and they're never afraid to talk about faith, freedom, and the values that made us great. Find out why Newsmax is the fastest-growing news channel in America. Make the switch today and join our news revolution. Get Newsmax on cable, on streaming, and download the free app today. It takes just seconds to start. Let President Trump know you stand with Newsmax. It's for real news, for real people. Make the switch today.
Introducing Jackpot Blitz, the industry's most advanced digital poker table designed for players who crave the energy of live play. Seamlessly jump into live multi-table tournaments and make your moves with just a tap. No dealers, no delays, just pure poker. Hands are dealt instantly and side pots handled automatically. And the pace? Whoa, blazing fast. This isn't just the future of poker, it's happening now. Play smarter, play faster, play Jackpot Blitz. For complete details, visit WinRiver.com and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.